The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين بعث الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. The topic this Fatimiyya has been having a connection, an emotional connection with Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. We said that we want to talk about the emotional connection and relationship with Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. This is important for us. One of the points that was mentioned, and I think I'll highlight this one, this was, I think I can say, most important. In the context of the battle with the kuffar, with the enemies of Islam, with the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, we have seen warriors like Hajj Qasim, may Allah bless his soul, this great shaheed. We are reaching the anniversary of this shahada of Hajj Abu Mahdi and Hajj Qasim, rahmatullah alayhima wa ridwanullah ta'ala alayhima. When we read, when we see, when we watch their connection to Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha, in the most difficult of times, dire needs, times where it seemed like everything is over, tawassul to Fatima al-Zahra. And those who have been through this, those who've been part of this struggle against the enemies of Islam, and they've continued it, and they've faced situations where they know what dire situations means, and they have experienced tawassul to Fatima al-Zahra, they understand why it is said that the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in, according to their own words, when they were in difficult times and the struggle, they went to Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, and asked her for help. They sought intercession through her. In those times, one begins to understand why at those times, those most difficult of times, the heart of a believer who is in touch with Fatima al-Zahra, who has that emotional connection with her, is able to remember her, ask for help, and keep going. And after that tawassul, one realizes that they're still going. I think I've mentioned this before. One of the shuhada, great shuhada of the war that the international community had against the Islamic Republic. In that war, there were many shuhada, many great shuhada. Many of them had very special connections with Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. One of them is Shahid Burunsi. Shahid Burunsi was a construction worker, maybe to a certain degree, we could call him a contractor, but not the way we think, you know, big con. No, someone had maybe has a couple workers working with him, and he's got his expertise in a certain arena or area of construction. I don't know exactly what that was, but he was a professional construction or someone with expertise in construction in a certain area of it. Not that he had been educated in that, just through experience, the old time type of, you know, construction work. And he was part of the revolution, very, very religious, very spiritual. And when the war started, he went to the war fronts and was involved. In one of the operations they had when they were going towards the Ba'athists, they got caught in a minefield. These minefields are deadly. They were supposed to be cleared out by others, but something had happened and that had not happened. And so they had to get through this for Islam. And here they are, they don't have a way. And it's pitch black, complete darkness. He pleads to Fatimatu Zahra, salamullahi alayha, asks her for help with this understanding. And he gets a response in a way that he can hear. This is mentioned, there's witnesses to this. No one else could hear her. But Fatimatu Zahra spoke to him. And she said, "You get your soldiers, I will guide you, listen to me." He didn't see, he heard her. And he told his soldiers to follow every step very carefully. And they got through that minefield with the guidance of Fatimatu Zahra. These are examples, of course. Fatimatu Zahra, who can guide these soldiers of Islam fighting the Ba'athist Saddam and all those who backed him in those difficult times, she can guide them through a minefield. They cannot see where mines are. Any step in the wrong direction would completely jeopardize a mission and they would be dying. Fatimatu Zahra, who can do this, can guide people in the minefield of Jihadun Nafs. We have plenty of minefields. Plenty of them. We hit these things. We have no idea. If I go this way, there may be an explosion. I go that way, I don't know what to do. I don't know what the direction is. Ask Fatimatu Zahra, salamullahi alayha. With that understanding, she can help. The minefield of ideological warfare, cultural warfare, all the various forms of warfare for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this jihad fi sabilillah that we're all part of one way or another, some more than others. Fatimatu Zahra, salamullahi alayha, can guide us through this. She can, if we have that understanding, she will speak and we can hear. If we don't have that understanding, we cannot tap into that. We will never tap into it. We will never look into it. We will never speak to her in that way. We will never ask her in that way. And if she speaks to us with our deficiency, with that thought process of ours, which does not see her present, does not see her involved, does not see her capable, then I'm not going to hear. Not because she didn't speak, it's because I didn't hear. My ears were deaf. She did speak. Inshallah, we go through that and we're able to, inshallah, hear her. And hear her guidance, inshallah.
أسعفيني بفيضك المعطاء
إنه سلمي إلى العلياء فامنحي نفحة الحياة يا سبيلي إلى النجاة يا طريقا إلى العلا زهراء يا طريقا إلى العلا زهراء
لك يا مولاتي نشأت كلماتي يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء
لك يا مولاتي نشأت كلماتي يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء
فاطم الزهراء.